Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com.
You know what I want to chat about, because I'm super interested to hear this story. You told me there was a Vanity Fair article or some shit about
– Yep.
What is that? Because I want to hear the full story.
Boy, man. So in Silicon Valley right now, they're having these huge – and this is a massive article that came out in Vanity Fair. And there's a book – That's coming out maybe in 2 or 3 weeks. It's called Brotopia. And it's this secretive, like, fucking orgy scene of Silicon Valley and all the higher ups that are getting together, but it's an open secret. So it's out in the open, where it's like, hey, we want open relationships. We want to get together like the olden Roman days and have fucking huge group drug-induced, you know, drinking orgies, like old-school orgies. Wow. But be open about it. That's so dope. you're not fucking hiding from anybody. People know what you do. You get, you know, you have to know somebody to get invited to these parties, but it's not one of those things where, like, today, where it's like, oh my god, I was sexually harassed, or I was at this thing and things got wild. No, it's out in the open. Everybody knows you're going to these orgies, and people are sealing business deals there like you used to. That's what they used to do in Japan, hence like bukkake and all that other shit. And they're embracing this culture, saying, all right, great.
Dude, San Francisco is leading in Silicon Valley. When we visited Facebook and we were in that area.
You guys had an orgy at Facebook?
No, all the girls we met were polyamorous, and they used the term partner, not boyfriend. So they said,
yep.
I have a partner at home. We're like, well, what does that mean? Like, well, you know, I live with somebody that we are romantically involved, but we do whatever we want.
Super excited to see what those people do. When World War III happens, sounds like a really stellar group of people that are going to step up. And, you know, help us. You know, they're going to be in the factories making bombs and sending them overseas, like in the World War II. Polyamorous. Give me a fucking break.
I know.
Yeah. God. And Bert, the interesting thing about it is some of these parties are labeled. So it's like when you're having these orgies, it's like, hey, this one's a drug one. There's ones that are alcohol free to encourage safety and performance. They also demand, like, some of them demand a balanced gender ratio. So it's not, you can't show up and it's like 50 dudes and 3 girls.
Yeah. I'd want balanced gender. I don't want
all dudes.
These parties are happening now.
Okay, so Ross, what do I get if within the next 8 months I can somehow weasel my way into one of these?
This is my dream, and this is why.
you get AIDS, and you get to butt chug NyQuil. Like, you get.
I've got something that I'm going to do that I'm not going to tell you about now, because I need to execute it first and then tell you about it, but it'll blow your guys' fucking mind. Something.
What,
I'm
sexually?
Planning. Partially, yes.
Is this? Oh god.
Yes.
I'm scared.
All right. Well, here's the thing. So let's say Black Rifle Coffee blows up like we all expect it to someday, to like a massive, like, hundreds of millions of dollars level, right?
Yeah.
And you guys are able to have started this company through social media and online. You're gonna start to get invited to all of this shit. I mean, you're already getting invited to Facebook and everything else, but there, you know, the parties behind it, where it's like, oh, those guys are the CEOs of Black Rifle. We want to invite them to the orgies. Would you guys go?
No.
No, Matt definitely wouldn't, but I would.
No. Well, first of all, like, I'm not going to be riding solo. I'm married, and there's no fucking way someone's dirty hands are touching my fucking wife. Now, if we get super rich and we want, like, a living girlfriend, and that's the conversation in 8 years. Now we're talking.
Boom.
You know, that's cool, because
I wanna
you send her
too.
To the fucking clinic, you get a full panel and be like, cool, you're the monogamous girlfriend, let's party. You know, that's something I can get behind.
That's pretty cool.
Is your wife cool with that?
She's not cool with that.
I'm speaking in hypotheticals. Sure. Look, we're all
She's half Spanish.
That,
she'll fucking stab everybody.
Ooh,
yeah,
that would suck if you took a knife to the spleen.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, there was The Bachelor started last night. My wife loves the fucking Bachelor. And there was a Mexican girl on there going after this. The Bachelor's a white guy, and her name is Bibito.
Oh, God. I wouldn't date her based on that name.
Yes.
It's Bibiana.
I don't
want to
say
I'm gonna Bibiana. Correct that.
What is it
it's
again?
Bibiana. B-I-B-I-A-N-N-A.
B with B, not a V. Bibiana?
No, yeah, exactly. Her parents spelled the mispronunciation.
Or had
what
a
they
speech
did.
Impediment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, on the show, there's like 30 dudes or 30 chicks going after this one dude. Well, this fucking Mexican dude, like, they were showing like highlights of the upcoming weeks. This Mexican dude comes after his girlfriend and he's like, man, I don't want to be on the show. I just want my girl back, dog. Like, what the fuck? There's no way. There's no way you can have a fucking open relationship and everybody be cool about it. It's my point to all this.
No. I mean, there has to be well, certain people are that way, you know? But, like, I don't know. I don't have it figured out, so I don't. I mean, I tried that once in my life, and it was a disaster. So,
on which level, hers or yours?
Well, God, I don't even want to talk about
that. You just opened yourself up in the corner.